finicky.
Zog the Gemara, Tzadik Zayin Rav on top. V'hashto, the Tony Avud Yishmuel, Barab Yitzchak. Elo hay nishonois, kol shiyash behem mitzuois u'mukushorois, chadoshes yash behem mitzuois v'loi mukushorois. We had in the Mishnah Halacha a difference between chadoshes and nishonois, that tefillin nishonois you'd be allowed to take in by wearing them on Shabbos, chadoshes you would not. So we explained the reason was because chadoshes has a chash, maybe it's a kameh. Merely warm out there taken on Shabbos. The Gemara discussed yesterday, or at the end, it's a chiddush that chadoshes, yachosh, are a kameh. A person would work so hard to make a kameh, to make it exact like the film. We said it's machloikas if yachosh, a person works so hard or not. So the Gemara, but now that we heard from Avuah de Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, that said, that you know the difference between Chadosh and Yishonis are. Yishonis mean that they have Ritzuos and they are tied. Chadoshes mean they have Ritzuos and they are not tied. So we'll say a whole different shot. Until now we understood everything was untied, and the question was if you could recognize on the Ritzuos that it was tied as a knot, as a tefillin. Now we're saying no. Yishonis actually are those that are tied. Chadoshes means they are not yet tied. So you can say, Bam, everything is tefillin. Everybody holds that a person wouldn't be matriach to make such a kameh. So what's the issue? The issue is that there's a problem of making a kasher on Shabbos. And only with a kasher is a derech malbush. Only like you wear it in the week with a kasher is a derech malbush. So Mamela, by Yishonis, you can wear it in because it already has the kasher. Chadoshes, you can't bring in because you simply can't make the kasher on Shabbos.
The amulet was like the film with the straps and everything. That's what the Gemara is saying.
That's the assumption. But that was the assumption, yeah, but now we're saying that it has nothing to do with amulet anymore. Now we're saying it could both be tefillin, and when it says chadoshes, it means new ones, pashut, weren't knotted yet. So maybe you wouldn't be able to bring in the tefillin because it's not derech malbush because it doesn't have a knot yet. Make a bow. What? Don't make a knot. You have to bring it in, so make a bow. So we can deduce from here that obviously a bow would be unfit for tefillin. Meaning, whatever is good for tefillin would be good for Shabbos. Would be good to allow to bring it in on Shabbos. So if we're saying that you cannot wear it in, obviously, because you cannot make a knot. Bow you would be able to make. So why can't you just make a bow and carry it in? Obviously, that's not enough for tefillin. Therefore, it wouldn't be enough to be matir as a malbush minyan. No, you don't have a raya that a bow is not good enough for tefillin. Reb Yehuda happens to hold that aniva, a bow, is actually has a din kosher on Shabbos. So therefore, he wouldn't have this etzah of making a bow to carry it in, meaning really maybe Reb Yehuda holds that you can make a bow for Mekayim's tefillin. Reb Yehuda happens to hold that a bow has a din kosher, so he wouldn't be allowed to make it on Shabbos. Time of Dani B'Kshirim Al Yisihi Olav Ochi Onivlu. Zog to Gemara, we're saying now that no, you're being madchem only because aniva is a real kasher. That's why you don't have this etzah of making an aniva, making a bow. But if you would be allowed to make a bow on Shabbos, it would be okay mitzad film. Right? We're saying now that maybe a bow itself is also good for film. The kasher of film is lachem moshem sinai. And we learn like Rashi learns. Rashi understands this to mean that the tzura of the kasher, meaning to make a shape of a dollar out of it, right? You know, both tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh has shaka. Tefillin shel rosh simply the shin on the bias, dollar in the back. The shin is the yud is on the top of the tzura of the shel yad. So we have there dalid. That dalid Rashi learns. The Gemara means to say is halacha moshe misina. The beauty of the kasher, which would mean the oisis of the shame have to be facing the outside, in the back. So, if so, it will be clear that one must make a knot, not a both mitzvahs tefillin. And you can't make this whole dalid, this intricate dalid, if you're making a bow. So it would have to be dafka a knot. How could you tell me that Rabbi Yehuda would really hold a knot, a bow would also be good enough for tefillin? Because he has a problem, Shabbos, you can't make a bow. No. We're saying like this, we're saying, again, just to say, we're saying like this. You found tefillin, the Gemara is saying as follows, chadoshes and yeshamas. Yeah? Until now we understood that the problem of chadoshes were everything's untied and yeshamas are nicker from their tzua that it was once tied to tefillin. Chadoshes are untied, so you don't know, maybe it's a kameh. The Gemara said us yesterday, really, is a person so much tree have to make a kameh? Now the Gemara says, no. You know what chadoshes and yeshamas mean? Both of them are tefillin. Chadoshes are still untied, and Yeshonas are already tied. Both of them are tefillin. So what's the issue? Yeshonas you can bring in as tefillin. Chadoshes have a problem that they're not tied yet. So the only way to bring it in if you knot it. You can't make a knot on Shabbos. Why would you have to knot it? Because if you don't knot it, and you can't be able to tefillin like that, so it's not derech malbush. In order to have a derech malbush, it would have to be knotted like tefillin and born like that. So the Gemara said, oh really? That means that an aniva, a bow, is not good enough for mitzvah tefillin. Because if it would be good enough, just make a bow and bring it in. So we have a raya, a bow is not good enough for tefillin. We need an actual knot. Zog the Gemara, you don't have a raya? Maybe really a bow is also not good enough for mitzvah tefillin. Because Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that a bow is a issa deraisa of kosher. So he doesn't have that option to make a bow on Shabbos. That's the first line. Says the Gemara, so you mean to tell me that really a bow might also be good enough for tefillin? That can't be true, because we know that the halacha mishnah misina exactly the tzura of a knot, and the knot has to include a dalid, which is a very intricate way of making things, which has to be done with a knot. You can't create that dalid with a bow. So it's clear that you would have to have davka a knot for tefillin. Why is the Gemara saying that a bow would also be good enough for tefillin? So the Gemara, the honor of Lukang, Kshir, do. And the Hanami, you could do that with a bow also. You can make a similar to that dalid, you could do with a bow as well. So Mela, maybe really for tefillin, a bow would be good enough. And just review that happens to hold the Shittasai that a bow is not an option to make on Shabbos. Therefore, Chadoshes, which are untied, you would not be able to bring in on Shabbos.
What do they classify as a bow? Something that's not fully taut or
Why is the issue what I need to make is tefillin? It sounds like you say what I need to make is malbush.
Right, so the malbush would be there to fill. Right. The guy with this, you have to be done each thing, the moshel, if there be some kind of design tefillin has, I don't know if you need it. The way you wear it would be how seriously it's tied on. It's not totally just an halachic status, it's totally in a certain type of derech. No, not that, we're just proving from dalid that you need a knot to tefillin. We're saying, we have a question if a bow is good enough for tefillin, or what's the name? Is good enough for tefillin. Or a bow is good enough. A bow or a knot, which one do you need to tefillin? So the Gemara was saying, if it's also to be on Shabbos, obviously you need a knot. So the Gemara, no. Maybe bows also good enough, and it happens to be that you know the bows also make on Shabbos. So you're saying, oh, so you're assuming the bow is good enough for tefillin? How could a bow be good enough for tefillin if you have to make a dalid? And a dalid is only possible to make such an intricate thing for a knot.
But it can't be that a knot,
I need a knot for tefillin, but a bow is good enough. If a bow is, again, if you need a knot for tefillin, you need a knot for tefillin, so you should need a knot to carry it also. Not because of a dalid, because derech malbush would be to knot it on. You can bow your shoes or tie your shoes. If the derech is to knot your shoes and you bow your shoes, then that's not the regular way of wearing it. I imagine if it would be a design that you're making a bow or not, I don't know if that makes a difference. This is the way, how serious you're tying it on. You're just hanging it from your head, or you're actually knotting it onto your head. Okay, now we come to a new halacha. Omer Rav Chisda, Omer Rav. Halikeach tefillin, mi she'eino mumche. A person buying tefillin from somebody that is not a mumche. Meaning, he's a middleman, and you're not sure if they were written by an actual mumche or not. Boydik, you have to check. How many did you check? Boydik shtat. Shal yad v'achat shal rosh. Oy shtayim shal rosh v'ach shal yad. You have to check, open it up, check the parashas, see what's going on. Right? Have stories, people. What mezuzahs, open it up after a few years. So all kind of funny things going on. Yeah? There's a din. You have to check. You have to, when you buy something, you have to know what's going on. Yeah, that was a story. And we're not going to throw. I knew well a person that moved into Adira, and he had three children beforehand. Moved into Adira, he had one Hapala, second Hapala, third Hapala. After the third Hapala, somebody was meaning to check his mezuzahs. He opened up his the mezuzah box. Yeah, it wasn't his apartment, it was a rented apartment. And in each and every mezuzah box, there was a mezuzah. Right next to it, there was a note. This mezuzah does not belong to this deer, and the owner is a ganif, without mechila, and should have no protection. And it said a signed name before him. What was the story? He called up the guy. The story was, this was a certain type of chassid that sold an apartment to a svardi. And they had, you know, they sold an apartment, they had many disagreements on different things were are included in the mechir, were not included in the mechir. One of the arguments was if the mezuzahs were included in the mechir or not. And the moicher felt it was not. The keach wanted it. So what should have been is the moicher should have took down his mezuzahs. But it's a big sakona to take down mezuzahs. When you leave an apartment, you don't take down mezuzahs. You wait till the other person puts up his mezuzahs. Yeah, you're not supposed to take off mezuzah from an apartment. It's a very big sakon, the Gemara says. So the Meiler and Moichel didn't want to take down the mezuzahs. Keach said, very good, we're staying here. That'll be the mezuzahs in the house. So he put in a note, he wanted whoever comes in to rent it should put up their own mezuzahs and take his down. So this person that rented the apartment said, what are you doing to me? Well, how much is the note? So he says, what are you thinking? You moved into the house, you didn't even check if there's a mezuzah inside the case? Maybe there's nothing inside it. Maybe it's paper empty. Maybe, who knows what's going on there? You expect it to take it down, open it up, and you would see right away what's going on in there. That's kind of nice. So I don't think the person that's buying tefillin here has such a chash, but at least you buy tefillin, you don't know what you're buying. You buy a mezuzah, you don't know what you're buying. You have to check it out, bring it to a sefer to check out. You can't just rely. Just like it looks like Jewish tefillin or a mezuzah, that it's good enough. So how many pairs do you have to check? You bought a bunch of pairs of tefillin, how many do you have to check? So we can make a chazaka, we can be machzik him that yes, he is a mumcha. So the Gemara says, a very interesting group here. Two shall yad, one shall rosh, or two shall rosh, one shall yad. Now, what's that all about? If you bought it from one person, even three shalyads by itself or three shalyads by itself would also be good enough. Just check three to know he's a mumcha. If you're scared this middleman bought it from two, three people, so it's not enough to check just a sample check. We'd have to check every single one because maybe each pair was bought from someone else. Really, you bought it from one person. You assume he bought it all from one. You're checking out to be machzik that he both is a mumche in shal yad and shal rosh. Now, what is the idea of three? The idea of three, we understand, is the idea of chazok. Right? You know, many, many, many halachas and shas. Three times chazok. Right? You have a living in a house 3 years, we can assume it's yours, chazake. If you're misnag something three times, you can assume that it's actually chazake. Lamosh, Chmona Letzlan, a person has children that are meis machmas mila. Right? So after one time, you can't assume it's meis machmas mila. Maybe the kid was sick. Second time, after a third time, we say there's chazaka that he's meis machmas mila. And we say no more mila for this child, for this person's children. The same thing, we know a shirt that's negeach, axe that gores. One time, we say chatzin ezek, two times, three times. After 3 times, we say, oh, this shor is actually, this is his teva, and it gores, and it's chayv nezek shor. So this idea of chazaka is with 3 times. But it's a very interesting halacha. If it was like this shor gored an axe, three times it gored an axe, we say, oh, so it's a muid to gore axe. But with a chamar, with a donkey, would never start. Yeah? But if it gored 2 axes and 1 donkey, or a donkey, an axe, and a different animal, so we can assume now, although it didn't have 3 of each type, but since it gave us a spread and it gave us 3, we can assume no one. It's a muid now, it's a muid for all the types. So, very interesting. Although we need 3 types, we need the 3 times to make chazaka. 3 times of 1 would not make chazaka for other types. But if we both have 3 types and we have a mixture, we could say now it's a muid for all types. It's non-discriminatory, and it's gorg. So, in Mele here too, when we have 2 shal yad, 1 shal rosh, we say 3 times makes chazaka. And we see that from all types is a mumch. We learned that he checks 3 shal yad. But 3 shal rosh, so you see, you don't need to switch in between shal yad and shal rosh. My love, oy shal shal yad, oy shal shal rosh. We're assuming it means either 3 shal yad, shal shal rosh. And we see you don't need a sampling from both types. So you want to know. Like shalish, 3 in total. Man shall yad, man shall rush. So again, shoes with what we said, it has to be 3 in total and a mixture between the 2 types. In fact, the more of a Tony of Kahana, but feeling boy, the shtaim shall yad, shall rush. We've learned from Rav Kahana that it's good enough to check 2. A shall yad and a shall rush. So the more of a money, Rebbe, the only chasing me, Abba Chazak. Rebbe happens to hold that in those cases above, Meisav Machas Mila, in other cases of Chazaka, Rebbe holds, at least in many cases of Chazaka, that 2 alone is enough to make Chazaka. The Melech, the Manorma, that holds, it's good enough to check 2. It'd be Rebbe that holds, with 2, you can actually have a Chazaka. If that rice is Rebbe, and therefore he says, check 2, 1 shal yad, 1 shal rosh. The Sefer says, V'chem b'tzeves ha-sheini, V'chem b'tzeves ha-shlishi. And if you have a cluster of tefillin, so in the first cluster you check 1 shal yad, 1 shal rosh, second cluster 1 shal yad, 1 shal rosh, third cluster 1 shal yad, 1 shal rosh. V'i Rebbe, shlishi mi'islai. If it's Rebbe, you'll 2 have a chazaka. So it sounds like, beside checking the actual tefillin, 1 shal yad, 1 shal rosh, you can also have a chazak with clusters. You check 1 cluster, 2 clusters, 3 clusters. If you have a 3rd cluster, we assume they're all kosher. So if we're going with Rebbe, then a chazak is with 2, why would it be necessary to check 3 clusters? Check 2 clusters and you have a chazak. Chazak to Gemara, Moide Rebbe, Bitzvasim, Dimitrei, Tlasi Gavri, Zav. Rebbe is Moide, that by different clusters of tefillin, bunches of tefillin, you can assume each bunch is bought from somebody else. So Mele Chazak wouldn't help. You'd have to check each cluster by itself. Right? Just like we said in the beginning, that if you're Choshish, each pair of tefillin itself came from somebody else, you'd have to check every single last one, because it doesn't pass Chazak from one person to another person. Just because Reuben and Shimon and Levi are Bekim doesn't mean Yehuda and Yisachar are Zvon Bekim. You'd have to actually check each one. So we said, so why is it good enough to check 3? Or 2 like Rebbe, because we assume it's 1 person, so Chazaka helps. So if you say that, why are you checking 1, 2, and 3, all 3 clusters, like Rebbe? Because we assume, although each pair of tefillin doesn't come from a separate person, but each cluster of tefillin comes from a separate person. So it's not good enough to check two clusters like Rebbe, you have to check three clusters. So you should have to go on and check the fourth and fifth cluster as well, because they're also from a different person. So why, like Rebbe, is it good enough to check three clusters? So like the Gemara, you have to check the fourth and fifth cluster as well, meaning you have to take a sampling, one shall yad and one shall rosh, from every single cluster. So why does it only say the third one? It's mashma only three, and you're making some kind of chazak with three. So the Gemara, okay. I'm sorry. Afuki mechazkei from its chazaka. Meaning, we see that he says check one shal rosh, one shal yad. Obviously, it's Rebbe that we have a chazaka. Then, by the clusters, he says check one, two, and three. What's three? If it's Rebbe, chazaka is with two. If it means because each cluster was written by a different cipher, you'd have to check every single one of them. Teretz really have to check every single one of them. The reason it says three is to show us that you don't have chazaka. If you would have chazaka, it would just be two. The second that he says check three, he means to say, no, don't be saying chazaka, go more than the chazaka, go to three. We would ourselves understand once you're going out of the chazaka to three, who are then you would have to go four, five, and every single cluster would have to be checked. Zog the Gemara, Matan Tzvas, and the Krichais, the Mishnah gave us two cases that you find many tefillin. What is the difference between Tzvas and Krichais? My Tzvas and my Krichais, Amar Rav Yudam Rav, Hayden Tzvas, many Krichais, they both mean the same idea, the same concept that you have many peers. Tzvas and Zvuve, Krichais, the Krichon Tuva. It means Tzvasim mean are referring to that appears. There appears. Mele, each peer are tied together. So you have a bunch of shliach haroshes, a bunch of peers together. And kricha is made, that's obviously from Lashon of Karach, of tied, that they're all tied together, not non-discriminatory, mixed together, shliach and haroshes, not separate peers. The Mishnah said that if he waits, and if you have a bunch of peers, you wait till at night, till after Shabbos, and you can carry them in, then you take them as a bunch and carry them in. Take more of Amai, Lilinu, Zug, Zug. Bring them in one at a time. What's the problem? Or if it's a greater view, the demon fast in the Abba, call Shigam, Machrizan, Zug, Zug, call Shigam, Shigam, Machrizan, Zug, Zug. Any scenario which you can actually bring them in by wearing one pair at a time and you would get them all in before Shkia. So in Chanami, then you take them in one at a time. We will matir to do this, to actually take them all at a time. Meaning like this. We said, we'll only matir you to wear it in the Echmalvish. So what's the issue? The issue is that they don't like to wear tefillin with Sarabim, even Shabbos is man tefillin, because it was Xeri, you take it off and carry it in Shabbos. So Mamela, this is a Rabbanon, they will matter the tzarech bizui of tefillin. So that we say, if you can end up getting it in every pier when it's still Shabbos, so wear it in one at a time. If you're not going to end up getting all the piers in anyway before Shabbos, so Mamela, we say, stay until after Shabbos. You're going to have to be going back anyway after Shabbos. Stay until after Shabbos and bring them all in at once. Can you? It's bizui tefillin, yeah. Once you're anyway going to end up having to wait there for after Shabbos, so just watch it. There won't be a bizarre because you're watching it. Take them in afterwards.
Once you reach
the you're watching it already. You're not leaving it for bizarre. You're standing there watching it. No necessity. If the Shabbos you get in and be over with, it's one thing. If you're not going to be getting over with anyway, you'll be anyway there for a month of Shabbos. So you're watching it.
Once you reach Mincha, it's already Smeket the Yoma, so that should be, that becomes maybe another heter to bring it in.
Finish Moshes.
Yeah.
The Eloi Machshalein Omavir. Sakon Omachas Nohoilch. Yeah. Frag Gemara, Tanya, we have a steer here. What do you do, Bishas Sakon? The Mishnah said, cover it up and you just leave it in. Frank Gemara about Tanya, B'sakonim Alichim Pachas Pachas Merabams. Then in Sakon you could actually bring it in Pachas Pachas Merabams. Can I hear you? Yeah, yeah. Meaning, you have an issue. Which is that? 1 second. So tomorrow, I'm gonna have like kosher. All this kind of snarky, all this kind of listing. So Rashi on the Bay says it a second way. Rashi explains that second safety chav means that they were geyser exaggeration, weird film. And yeah, so when it says Sakana, he covers it up, it's going on the whole Mishnah. And the idea is, he doesn't want to be caught with tefillin. If he'll find tefillin by him, Sakana's, the goyim will kill him for being over on the Xerus Hamalchus wearing tefillin. So in Mela, both if it's tzvasim, or if it's single ones, he can't take it because he's scared they'll catch him with tefillin, they'll kill him. So what he does is he covers it up with his begging. Masha Enkein, if it's Sakonis listim, and the issue is that he can't wait there with the tefillin. In the case that we said that he has many peers that he can't wait there with the tefillin, the case that it's listim. So Ramela, he brings it in Pachis Pachis Midal Rams. Meaning, if he has many peers which he cannot, doesn't have enough to wear in, then he brings it Pachis Pachis Midal Rams. Yeah? Again. During your sir? Yeah. Just look at your source. The rational valves. Okay, look at rational base, which he says the Ikrib shot. Yeah? Like the four lines down. Again, just like, let's try it again. The case that it says, in our Mishnah, it says that B'shas Sakon, he's Mechasson, he's talking about when he can't be caught with them, he can't bring it in, or he can't wait with them. So then he just covers it over and leaves. Because in any case, he's going to be stuck with Tefillin. And the Malchus, he's going to be problems from the Malchus. Masha Enkein over there, where it says bring it in slowly, over there it's talking about Dafka case where it's Tzvasi. And he has no problem wearing tefillin, he just has a problem waiting out in the field. And the Mela, we tell him, you can take all the tefillin and carry it in slowly, Pachas Pachas, and all that. I see him hanging out with tefillin, like, it's a good problem. I'm not sure why what would happen once the Shabbos. On Shabbos, he can sneak it in. Well, before the Shabbos, he can walk quicker. Now he has to take a break of walking down the dollar list. Go too slow. Okay. Zakti Gemara. Only Abaya, Mayu Kimtel Masnis, because he's a Chavim. What are you saying? Our Mishnah is talking about that his Mechason is talking about the Gzeira of the Goyim, they don't let him have to fill in. Reb Shimon says, what's the Eitz here? You pass it from one friend to another friend, that's the Nalanam is. That's definitely going to be a problem. The more people you have involved, the Goyim will definitely hear about it and will be in trouble. So if we're talking about the Sakana of the Goyim, that wouldn't be a very smart thing to do, to pass it person by person. There's something missing in the Mishnah, and actually the Mishnah itself is talking about both cases. The first halacha is if it's a kind of going to be covered up, regardless if it's one peer, many peers, just cover it up and run away. Avom Sakonas list him, but by when the Sakona is that you're just scared to stay out by yourself in the field, so you can't stand next to it by Tzvasim. Then the Mishnah says, actually, you yourself could bring it slowly, less than Dalarames at a time. Well, that Reb Shimon says, no, don't bring it yourself, but rather switch off with your friends. Each one should pass less than Dalarames. What would be the idea in that, Machloikis? You should bring yourself, or you should switch. Shimon Oymer has a chaver, Zog to Gemara, Michael Mifugi. Marisol Pacha is Marba Amis Odif. The Machalik says, what is better to do? To bring it yourself, stop less than every four Amis. So you shouldn't be over on Dalai Amis Shusri, or pass it from one to another. The first man, Tanakam says, Pacha is Marba Amis Odif, the Yamr, Nezin Lachaver, Chaver, Chaver, Avsha Milsa. If you're going to pass it from one person to another person, it'll become a big tumult. Oh, he's carrying on Shabbos. Yeah, you remember that story with Phil in the field. They carry it on Shabbos, and there'll be a big noise about it. You want to just do it secretly, quietly, get it over with. It's better to pass from one to another. If he has to carry it in that far, he'll just get fed up after a while and try to make those Dalaramis stretches just a little bit longer, and end up carrying it more than Dalaramis. Zim Lavadaiti Vasla Sinu Arba Amis Brazil. Chaim Benoit. Also, we said in the Mishnah, if he has a son out there in the field, he also has this issue of passing it from one to another. Fragment of Benoit, my boy, asked him, how did his son get there? All right, his son obviously can't walk there. So, was he taking a walk out of Shabbos? He got stuck there. She actually had a baby in the field, and now you have a problem getting him in. So what's the chiddush? Even though it's not very comfortable to pass this newborn baby from hand to hand, still it's better to do hand to hand than not have one person do it. Now the rest of the Gemara deals with the question. We get back a little bit to Masechta Erev. We learned in Tchumen, is a sugya of Tchumen that. Objects, besides people, objects have a din tchumen as well. We learned if a person owns an object, so it has his tchum. Right? Even the object is a little bit far from him, as long as it's a thin tchum, it actually shows exactly where he shows. Nitzay Hefker, we learned is a machloikis. If they have shvisa b'mkoyman or not. If they don't have shvisa b'mkoyman, then they get the shvisa of the person that picks them up. There was a certain type which definitely does not have its own shvisa, which is mayonis that are moving. Things that weren't shavis ben hashmoshes definitely don't have their own shvisa. Now there's a question, what happens to that when we say the person picking it up gets it? Some say it means it gets his tchum, and that's the tchum he gets stuck for Shabbos with. Others say no, as long as he has it, it has his tchum. He's marking it to his friend, he'll have his friend's tchum, meaning it depends on the bialy. The tchum you get in the beginning of Shabbos, you definitely keep a whole Shabbos. How about a tchum in either Hefker, or if you say Hefker has Shvisa, so in Mayonis Hanoivim, things that are moving in the beginning of Shabbos, they get a tchum like the person that picks it up. Do they keep his tchum the rest of Shabbos, or whoever he transfers it to, whoever owns it now, has his tchum? That's just a general overview of the idea of Tchumen for Chfetz. So the Mishnah said, if you remember, at the end of the Mishnah, brought in some halacha of Tchumen, and it said, Reb Yudah Omer Noisnan Chavis Lechaveri, Vechaveri Lechaveri, Afilu Chutz Tchum. A person could pass a barrel from one friend to another friend, even going outside of the Tchum, and the Chum said, like the Alach Zeris Meragi Baleo, it can't go further than the person that owns it.
What? Be right that tchumen is derashah then because it was berabah, they relaxed.
For what? It's not tefillin. I'm talking about a chavis, a barrel. No relaxing.
I'm talking back by the tefillin though.
The tefillin wasn't a question of tchumen. Tefillin was a question of carrying the shesirab. Here we're talking about tchumen.
We're talking about tchumen by the tefillin.
Right. Right. Talk to Gemara. Reb Yehuda, Omer Noisnan Chavis, Velislei Reb Yehuda, Hold the Tanan, and Behemoth Bakelim Krag LeBailim. How are you passing it so far? Doesn't Reb Yehuda hold that Behemoth and Kelim, the Tchum is like the Tchum of the Bailim? So this Chavi is obviously owned by somebody. So how are you passing it outside the Tchum? Omer Shlokish, Mishum Levi Saba, Och Maskinon, Bimaron, Michavis Lechavis. You're not carrying the barrel itself outside the tchum, but rather there's water in the barrel. You're spilling the water from person to person, so the water will get outside the tchum, but the barrel itself is not getting outside the tchum. what's with the water? How are you allowed to take the water outside the Tchumah? The view that we know is a Mishnah in Beitzah, and it says that no problem taking the water outside the Tchumah. So Mamela, Chavi is itself is staying where it is. And the Mayim is not a problem with the view that to take it outside the Tchumah. Where do we know this from? The view that says no problem taking the water outside the Tchumah. Eim Mamish means not Choshev, it's very Shvach. Tanan, the view that Paiter B'mayim and Eishem Mamish. The view the Pater is taking out Mayim. Why? Because Mayim don't have Mamish to them. Umay loy tahalich zu. Chacham said back, no, this shouldn't go out outside the Tchumah of the Baal. Which sounds like we're talking about the barrel itself. No, it means lehalich masha bezu. What's inside the barrel is miragle b'ayin. Now, let's just understand where exactly Rabbi Yehuda said this halacha of eim mamish. The story is over there. If you bake a cake on Yom Tov, so one person was menadev the flour, one person donated the water, one person donated the salt. Yeah. So how far is the tchum of this cake? So it says, the tchum goes to the lowest common denominator, right? If my tchum stops at one direction, can't take it further than that. His tchum stops a different direction, you can't take it further than that. It has the lowest common denominator. So Rabbi Yehuda says that you only have to worry about the flour, not the water and the salt. The water and salt ain't been mamish, right? You don't consider when you have cake, when you have a piece of bread, yeah, you don't consider that you're drinking water. Right, so a male, the person that gave him the water, his tchum is not counted, and you can go out of his tchum. So just a second, so Yehuda's whole idea of water emeh mamish was talking about when it's inside bread or inside a cake. It wasn't talking about when you actually have a barrel full of water. A barrel full of water definitely has mamish. We definitely have a problem with tchum. Emeh shalei Rabbi Yehuda heichad abliyim b'isa. That's when it's swallowed into the dough. Heichad isnu beinai when water is ben mishametlei. And the Gemara adds on even more than that. Hashtop kedera omer abiyud loy batli. Even by kedera, even when it's gravy in a pot, meaning it was cooked with food, and now it's not the regular form of water, but rather a gravy form. Still abiyud said it's already a problem. It's not like when it's swallowed into the isa. It's already a problem of tchumin. So definitely beinayu batli. Beinayu definitely not going to be both when it's really actual water ban. So this Eitzah Rabbi Yehuda is not so much of an Eitzah. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, my Melech B'Teilem B'Yisah. V'Eim B'Teilem B'Kedeim B'Nei Reitfah. So what is the Eitzah to take the water out of the Tchum? El HaMerav HaCham Chavis Kon Shavisa U'Mayim Shalei Kon Shavisa. We're talking about the Chavis and the Chanami who's Kon Shavisa has a Bailam. As we see, the Chavim say, you can't take it out of the Rishos of the Bailam. The water was not Kon Shavisa. The Batel Chavis L'Gavim Mayim. Now, how is the water not Kon Shavisa? So, it's talking about, let's say, Mayonis and Rivi. They were moving waters. Now, why wasn't they kaina like the Bailam? Right? As soon as somebody picks it up, it's kainit. So we say, it has din of regular Bailam. So again, this is totally in what we said before. If the pshat is, every Bailam that changes can acquire a new tchum, something that's hefker in the beginning of Shabbos, was not kain in the beginning of Shabbos. When we say it's regular Bailam, it means each changing Bailam will have it. So it would be very good. As you pour it over, you give it to each person, he's the Baal now, no problem. Or the other Eitzah, Tosfos has a simpler Eitzah that nobody had a mind to be kind of more than he's going to drink. Each person was only kind of what he's going to drink. Like upon him, we have a case here, we have water that does not have a Shvisa, the Chavis has a Shvisa, and Mel is saying a Meridik Echidish. That although the Chavis has a Shvisa, you can pass the Chavis outside the Tchum. Why? Because the Chavis is bottled to the water. Since it's here to carry the water is the Iker. And although the Chavis has a Tchum, we don't look at the Chavis as carrying the Chavis, only as carrying the water. And since the water doesn't have a Tchum, the Chavis doesn't have a problem being taken out of the Tchum. Because it's not the same idea we see by Shabbos. If a person carries it, has a Keli that has a problem, has a shear of carrying it on Shabbos, of Melechas Shabbos, the food inside it does not have enough of a shear, doesn't have a shear Gregor's. Since the carrying of the Keli, the Iker is the food inside it, we say the Keli is tafel to the food doesn't have a shear, he has no chiv inside the shear of the food, he has no chiv inside the shear of the Keli. So in carrying, we understand much simpler that the Iker carrying is the food inside it. Tchum, we would think, but at least the Keli got outside the Tchum. No, the same halacha, that it's bottled to the food inside it, the food doesn't have a problem, so too the Keli won't have a problem. it's such a chiddush that even those that explain why the Chum argue, nobody dreams that this is the difference. They look all kind of eights why the Chum should argue, and nobody thinks that this is the difference that Chum is Mocham. If somebody carries out a dead, a live person in a bed, he's potter. Because a chai himself, we say chai nes, that's my, a person himself helps with the carrying, so it's not a malacha. So if he carries out a live person in the bed, although the bed should be a problem, we say potter af alamito, mipnei shamito tfeilo loy. Hamoitzi ayichum bachs mekashir bekli potter. If a person carries ayichum less than a gregor, he's potter. In a kli, he's potter af al hakli, mipnei shakli tafeloy. Masiv Rabbi Yosef, only in Ishiyara were they makel, and that noisin on the Chavez Chaveri, only in Ishiyara they were makel, because there was a big necessity over there for water in the Midbar. So why were we makel in the Mishnah this time? I say, Elam Rabbi Yosef, Kitranam, Mastis, Bishiyara, Nechanam, Yahweh, Shikos, Bitok, Mashiyara, Bishiyara, Tanan. Abaya Omar, Mishiyara, Afil Chavez, Shikantu, Shivisa, Mayim, Shikantu, Shivisa. By Ishiyara, they were actually much more, he's a different shot. When it says they were only matir and shiar, means there they were matir, even if everything was kind of shvisa, they were still matir, and this is a derabanan because of the tremendous tzayach of drinking water. Shalay b'shiar, our mission is shalay b'shiar, and you have to say our teretz that we said before, chavis shakanta shvisa mayim shalay kanta shvisa, and you're carrying it agav the mayim. Vashi omar, hacham chavis the hefker skin, and a whole new teretz. We're talking about the chavis itself, it's also hefker. Umayim the hefker skin, the water is also hefker. Uman amuloi. So why would it be mutter to carry it outside? What does it help that it's hefker? Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, Da'amar chavzi hefker karen shvisa. We're going with Rabbi Yechon ben Uri that says chavzi hefker karen shvisa. Umay loy ta'alich zu yosim ragli abayim loy alchu el yosim kelim sheshlam bayim. It doesn't mean that actually there's a bayim, but rather means that the Chum was saying no, just like a bayim would give it a shvisa, so too kelim that don't have a bialim are karnia shvisa and should not go more than the share of the bialim. Meaning the Tanakam would hold that it doesn't have a shvisa, and Rabbi Yechon Menuri, that Chacham Rabbi Yechon Menuri that holds, it does have a shvisa.